The End of the Party by Andrew Rawnsley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. Bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be New Labour was very heaven. Tony Blair, Gordon Brown and Peter Mandelson seized the commanding heights of their party in 1994, and 3 years later they captured the country with a parliamentary landslide of unprecedented scale in modern times. Whether you like New Labour, as so many millions did during the euphoric early period in power, or whether you loathe them, as so many millions do today, this has been a remarkable phenomenon. If New Labour now seems pretty old, that is a consequence of both its failing and its success. It is a formidable fact, which is usually overlooked, that this has been the longest-lasting non-Tory government since 1762. New Labour's story is all of our stories. Since the publication of Servants of the People, which described the making of the project and its first term in office, I have continued to chronicle the victories and the tribulations of New Labour through television documentaries, in The Observer, and on radio. It was around the time that Tony Blair reluctantly handed power to Gordon Brown that I decided I wouldn't be content until I had brought the...